Hi. So as he I present the So I'm Will from the Anarchist Library Terra Livre. I'm gonna talk shortly about the movement in Brazil. The last few days I was thinking only in Spanish, so I'm gonna have some problems to think in English. But first of all, we bring to the tour that Ordinaria Hitch and the library are making from in Europe some material. So if you want, take one. It's in English, and explain a little bit about the library. Well, the anarchist movement in Brazil, I don't know if anyone knows a little bit, begins as most of the anarchist movement in Latin America with the immigration process in 19th century. Mostly the immigrants from Italy, Spain, and some from Germany, but mostly from Italy and Spain and Portugal, went to Brazil to work on farms and stuff like that. And they most of them have a anarchist perspective. The first project, anarchist project in Brazil, was an experimental farm called Colonia Sicilia. That was a group from Italian immigrants that went to Brazil to live together in the field without bosses and stuff like that. So they were running away from a very difficult period in Italy. That was the beginning of the 19th century. That there the population was very poor at that time, and who lives in the fields and as was living in the cities, in the factories. They don't have work too much, and so start some propaganda to the immigrants came to Brazil. So in Brazil they will have a lot of land and they can do the project. But what happened is that in Brazil, since the 50s of the 19th century, the land, the land was became property from from big landlords, land owners. I don't know. So all the immigrants that came to Brazil, they don't have access to the field, to the land itself, and so they were always treated like slaves in the fields, as the immigrants from Africa was in the time before. So politic groups, they became to run away from the farms and to go to the cities to work and to have a better life than they were having in the field. So what happened is the anarcho-syndicalism perspective and the anarcho-syndicalist movement in Brazil start in the end of the 19th century with these immigrants. The most influent groups were organized in São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Porto Alegre, that's in south of Brazil. So these three groups, most of them were formed from Italians and Spanish. And the influence from Malatesta and others were very, very strong, because Malatesta went in Argentina in the 80s from the 19th century, and the propaganda that he made there and stuff like that went to Brazil also. So in the end of the 19th century, the anarchist movement started in Brazil with this, some of this perspective. In the beginning of the 20th century, the anarchist movement was the main force of the workers, the workers' struggle, from because there weren't no any socialist groups. The Marxist groups were little, and they were not organized in parties. The first the first official party from the communists were start in the year 22 from from the 20th century. So since the beginning of the 20th century to the second decade from the 20th century, the anarchist movement were the huge group ideological perspective that were with the workers. So the groups in Brazil were characterized by three perspectives of action. First of them was the struggle in the factories, as the strikes and stuff like that. In Brazil, there were in 1906, 1907, 1912, and 1917, four huge strikes. The most famous strike was from
17
that the São Paulo, the city of São Paulo, stopped. Stopped from the. I'm not being clear.
Strike.
Oh, sorry.
Strike. The whole
huelga.
City.
Yeah, una huelga general.
Okay.
General strike.
Yeah.
Happened in this, the general strike occurred because the workers were working from 14 to 16 hours a day in the cotton, the
cotton.
Dresses factory, and almost half of the workers in this kind of factory were women and child. So the workers, they became to fight against this condition. This is a worldwide reclaim, the less work, better conditions in the factories, and that happened also in Brazil at this moment. The anarchists were organized since 1906 in a confederation called Confederation of Workers of Brazil, and they were most active in São Paulo, in Rio de Janeiro, but also in Salvador, and for example in Belém, that's in north of the country. What happened is that in 17, when this general strike start in São Paulo, other cities near São Paulo and other cities from that have groups of the confederation also joined the general strike. So this was probably the hugest general strike that happened in Brazil. Together with the the struggle of the workers in the factory, the anarchist movement, as happened in Spain, inspired by the project of the Ferreri Guardia, began to create their own schools. The schools were organized by workers and anarchist workers, and was a project to educate the sons of the workers, because in Brazil, as like the other poor countries of the world, the public education, it's a reality since the 70 of the last century. So
the 17th.
The
1970.
Yeah. So before that,
there was no political education.
Public education, public and non-paid education in Brazil. There is the public education. It's synonymous that you don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
In other parts of the world, there is the public study. It's paid. In Brazil, there it's not like that. Mm-hmm. But the sons of the workers went to the schools that normally were organized inside the unions and inside the groups. So the anarchist movement in São Paulo at that moment, it's interesting to observe that there all the perspective of militants or direct action were involving the society as a whole, as a, you know,
this em português?
Envolvendo a sociedade como um todo, envolvendo...
Yeah, society as a whole, yeah. Involving society
because
as a whole.
Because there were a perspective of direct action in the factories, a perspective of education, and also there were a preoccupation with propaganda. So there were a lot of newspapers, journals being published in Brazil at that moment. So I think at that moment there were the most expressive phase of anarchism as a whole, being a project that it's directly inside the society and dialoguing with the society in different perspectives. So
because there was no public education and most people went to school to schools that were provided by the unions, by the anarchist unions.
Yeah, but there are,
they did all the education.
What happened in Brazil at that moment were there were no, only the rich,
yeah.
And there only exist the schools from the rich and education,
private schools.
Private schools,
yeah.
So
but
you had to pay.
Yeah, but
to go.
But it's,
yeah,
were very expensive,
mm-hmm.
And there were the educations, there are schools from the churches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think almost like 70% of the children don't used to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
This changed in Brazil very recently. So.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
no.
Something like from the 50, from
mm-hmm. 1950s
from
onwards.
From now that the education in Brazil changed. It's a real governmental preoccupation with education. It's
mm-hmm.
from the 70s, 70
onwards.
So.
Yeah.
And what happened is the anarchist